The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 6 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Olamide Oshikoya, and I'm here to tell you about the partnership between Advent Health and Rothman Orthopedics that is revolutionizing how care is delivered to patients in Central Florida. As a shoulder and elbow orthopedic surgeon for Rothman Orthopedics, I offer specialized, tailored care to treat conditions such as arthritis, tendon disorders, bone loss, fractures, and instability. My team and I at Rothman Orthopedics have partnered with Advent Health to provide innovative, expert care for joint treatment and sports medicine intervention. Our offered care is tailored to meet each patient's health goals. Next day appointments are available. Please call 844-407-4070 or visit us at transformingortho.com.
On today's episode, we speak to Jennifer, Chelsea, and Nina with State Farm. They share about the collaborative initiatives they have been spearheading to make Winter Haven the best place to play, stay, work, and live. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So exciting to have you guys sitting in the hot seat. We're excited to have you guys talk about a little bit about collaboration and how State Farm is making a difference here in Winter Haven and Polk County. So I'm excited to get into the meat of the conversation. But before we do that, we like to get to know the people who we are interviewing. And so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So if you guys wouldn't mind just kind of telling us who you are, how you came to Polk County, any little background information that would be helpful for our listeners.
All right, I'll start us off. I'm Nina Hunter. I moved to Polk County about 4 years ago from Bloomington, Illinois, which is where our State Farm is headquartered.
Oh, nice.
Yep, so I went from the cold to the warmth, which is much appreciated. I work in compliance in our claims department and very happy to be here today.
Cool, awesome. Well, welcome, Nina. We're happy you're here. What about you, Jen?
Hey, I've been here since 2008.
It's been a while, huh?
It's been a bit. Yep. I, too, came from Bloomington.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yep. Transferred with State Farm down here in claims at the time, and now I'm with our credit union. You mentioned sharing tidbits. Well, one of the things I'm proud of is that I was last year's Chamber Board chairperson.
I was going to mention that if you weren't. Past chairwoman.
Best job ever.
That's what they all say when they're immediate past chair. Hey, I don't blame you. You did a lot of good work, Jen. It's time to just sit back and relax, you know?
I'm trying.
Yeah. Anything else, Jen?
I think that's good. I'll toss it over.
Awesome.
Thanks. Well, I'm Chelsea Gruce, and I'm a claims manager at State Farm, and I've been in Florida for about 5 years now.
Awesome.
Central Illinois is actually home for me, but I did not come straight from there. I actually was in Phoenix before that. This is our fourth family move with State Farm.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a really good experience. We've got two little ones who are in the Polk County schools, and we're really enjoying our time here.
So you guys are not from here. How has that been coming here from, out of state? Do you guys like it? Do you guys love Florida?
I love Florida.
Love Florida. Yes.
I will admit, I'm one of the 2% that misses the snow. So,
I do get that. Yeah. I was born in Ohio, so I get missing the seasons. Yes. All we get is hot most of the time, but it actually has been pretty cool lately. So we'll take what we can get.
Beautiful. It's been very beautiful.
Yes. I have fully acclimated to Florida though, because I've been freezing this week.
Well, I know.
65 in Illinois would be a sunny spring day.
Right. So. Isn't that interesting how your body changes to, now I'm soft. I can't go anywhere cold. No. Because I'm freezing all the time. Yeah. Well, obviously, we are happy you guys are here. We have a lot to talk about because State Farm is doing lots of things here in Winter Haven collaboratively. And this season is all about collaborating to make Winter Haven a better place, and you guys are a huge part of that. So we will go ahead and get into it. So State Farm, we have been lucky here at the Chamber to be able to partner with you guys on a lot of things that are really making a difference in the lives of students here in Winter Haven and in Polk County. And one of those things was collaborating to give students scholarships. So I wondered if you guys could tell us kind of how that idea came about and maybe how many students have been awarded these scholarships.
Well, we can get to a little bit of that. I'm not exactly sure when this started, but I do know that we have shared over $25,000 in college scholarships to local graduates through the Chamber Foundation. These are need-based scholarships, so we're really trying to help our neighbors in the community that are looking to further their education and you know, pursue their dreams. So, you know, if you look... You know, people are used to hearing about State Farm and the Good Neighbor. And if you look on our website, you'll see that it's really concern for others that motivates us. And I think that fits right in with our scholarships. And hopefully we'll be able to continue that.
Yeah, I would say that's been definitely a highlight for our Chamber Foundation, being able to meet these students. Last year, I remember the handful of students we were able to award last year and just shaking their hands and hearing about like how excited they are for their future and where they're going to school. It's so exciting. So being able to invest in their future is a really big deal.
Yep. And as a parent, it was also fun to see the looks on parents' faces.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, that's been obviously a huge blessing, and we've been happy to be a part of that partnership to be able to give students a little extra boost because, like you said, it is needs-based, and there's an application process and all of those things. So it's really cool to see how that's going to make a difference in these students' lives. But anything else on the scholarships we want to talk about?
I think that covers it.
I think so, too. That's definitely one of the highlights for me for the year is seeing those students and all that they're going to get to do with their future. So we appreciate you guys making that investment and partnering with us to do that. So another way you guys have been collaborating, at least on kind of like a student front, is with Steve Warner with Polk County Public Schools, who actually works here in this office. He's like an honorary chamber staff member, and he's a rock star, but you guys have been able to partner with them to do backpack drives and beautification around the schools and things like that. So I wanted to know how long that's been going on and kind of why State Farm chose to get involved with schools.
Yeah. So first I would just say Steve must be an honorary employee at a lot of places because he's also an honorary State Farmer.
He probably is. Yeah. Yes. I didn't even think about that.
He's got a shirt.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah. And his partnership has really been, you know, invaluable to us. So I would say intentionally partnering with Polk Schools since about 2020.
Okay.
So shortly after we all started working from home, we had an employee engagement committee pre-COVID, but it was really focused on engagement in the office.
Okay.
But our employee base is so excited about the community, and we just really were reflecting on the family feel that we had really started with that committee and wanting to keep that family and keep that commitment to the community. And so as our committee started to work from home, we stayed together. So we really kept a lot of it. Jennifer and Nina were very involved in making sure that we were staying together, but partnering with Steve on how we could give back to the community during the global pandemic. And so our employees have really stepped up. A lot of our employees are in Winter Haven, and so a lot of them have school-age kids, and it just was a natural way to get them involved. The beautification work has been amazing, and Steve has really just helped us foster it and is always willing to talk to us about our crazy ideas and what we can do next. So it's just really rewarding knowing, and I think the beautification too is like a visual representation of all the work we do, and that's such a like great experience to give back and be able to see. I know we've had parents say like, my kids go there and I've seen what you've done, and it's a really, you know, being proud of where you go to school.
Absolutely.
Is a big part of it. So
yeah, seeing the pictures from Steve after you guys do beautification or any of that is like, oh my gosh, there's so many State Farm people there helping. And obviously beautification is kind of a huge undertaking, especially what Steve tells me. He's like, yeah, we're had this huge pile of mulch and then we're digging these new flowers in and we're doing all these things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, that's a kind of a huge undertaking. So it's really cool to see how many State Farm people are out there just giving of their time. And obviously we love Steve. So, you know, that's like a little bit of a bonus. But that's really cool that you guys have been able to do that.
Yeah. So I'm a numbers person. I have some fun
stats. Oh, yes. We love it. Give it to us.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. So in the last 3 years, so since 2020, we've partnered with 7 schools on beautification projects.
Wow.
And again, that started after the pandemic. So
right.
Really cool. We've been able to get together remotely or when we're working remotely in person. We've contributed 528 hours of 132 employees' time.
Oh, my gosh.
And we've provided $5,000 worth of State Farm grants, which we have a program where if you donate 40 hours of your time or the team's time, you can get a grant towards that nonprofit.
Oh, wow.
So we've been able to actually help with the cost of the landscaping supplies that Steve purchases for the school so that we can not only give the plants, but also the service of putting them into the ground and doing all of the work too.
That's amazing. You know, it's one thing to start something during the pandemic because I feel like all of us were like trying to find ways where we could feel like we were contributing something good, you know, during a really hard time. I think we all were like, oh, we need some sunshine in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But to continue doing that after the pandemic and trying to fill a need beyond just COVID is not fun and we're trying to be a light, you know, continuing that beyond the pandemic is really awesome. And obviously the kids benefit from it. The parents are excited. It builds pride in their schools, like you guys were saying. So there are obviously a lot of benefits to that. So that's amazing work that you guys are doing. Anything else on that front?
Yeah, I would say too, as a group of employees who are really close in the office,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, a lot of people have really loved working from home, but there's also a good portion of employees who miss that camaraderie, miss seeing their coworkers. You know, most of us spent more time with our coworkers than we do our family during
right.
the week.
Right, that's true.
And so, you know, the other benefit is as a company and as coworkers, every time we get together, it is this like family, like reunion kind of experience.
That's special.
And so it's, you know, we love giving back, but it also is just, I think, selfishly a great opportunity for us to be able to have a reason to come together. And State Farm also, as a company, supports, we have community volunteer time. So our employees actually don't have to take their personal time to do the volunteer work.
Okay.
We get, you know, depending on the employee, somewhere between 8 and 16 hours of community service time a year.
Wow.
And so we're able to use that to give back to the community as well.
That's really cool. Yeah. Beyond just being collaborative, you know, outward facing with people like Steve, it's a cool chance for you guys to collaborate internally too, and build relationships in your team, because obviously a strong team is important to be able to give back to the community, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's nice that you guys enjoy each other's company, you know, especially when you're out there slaving away in the Florida heat. It's nice to be surrounded by people that you like. So that's a really awesome thing that you guys are doing.
We have done quite a few projects in the summer. I don't know if that's Steve's idea or what.
I was going to say, you might need to reschedule those. Maybe you need to be doing those like now when it's cool. But hey, it just means that you guys really care, you
that's
know?
Right. Yep.
Come, it's the sun or rain. You guys are out there doing the thing, you know.
Yep, we have one we're hoping to get done in February. So
okay.
Come on, Steve, get us scheduled.
Get us scheduled, Steve. You hear that? Well, I might have a connection because he, you know, works right next to me. So we'll try to exercise that. Maybe he'll be in his office after this. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are 4 stores here in Polk County: Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our 5-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too. in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County. And the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida. That's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate all you guys are doing with schools too. And kind of on the same local level, you guys are involved in local events as well, not just students. You guys go beyond that as well. So things like Taste of Winter Haven and Community Fest, which we think are awesome events, but we're a little biased because there are events. So why does State Farm put an emphasis on community involvement for their staff?
Well, I think, you know, Chelsea really hit on this as part of, one, our community, and a little bit selfish in that
right.
we like to get together.
Yeah.
We have fun
I'm
when
glad
we get
to hear
together.
It.
We also do things like we've done Heart Walk and Relay for Life.
Right.
But here with the chamber events specifically, I know State Farm's been a member of the chamber for over 60 years. And, you know, me being involved in the chamber board, I think having that connection and bringing those things together is really a win-win, because our folks really do like to get out and help.
Yeah.
And they like to be part of these great events that the chamber is putting on. And so what better way to do that than to show up and volunteer?
It's a huge help to us, to be honest. I mean, it's a big deal.
And, you know, we have so many people, and Chelsea was talking about how many are here in this community, that we, you know, when we ask for help, our folks step up and show up.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yep. And, you know, we just plain like to give back.
Yeah, and it shows. And we really appreciate it, especially, I know you guys are involved in other events too, not just chamber events. But here at the chamber, I mean, having volunteers makes a huge difference in the success of the event, you know, and for people to just come and enjoy it and not feel like things are stressful or crazy, everything's organized, you know, and that is, you know, partly in part of having great volunteers to help us, because it takes a village for a lot of these events. Taste and Community Fest are both really big events. So,
well, and it really fits in with State Farm's mission of, you know, being that good neighbor, right?
Right.
It's our company, it's our people, and it's our community.
Yeah.
So.
And we love it. We really do.
Yay.
Anything else on the events that you guys want to touch on? Think that about covers it?
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
love it.
So.
Well, we appreciate the investment you guys have made in our events, as well as other Winter Haven events too. So you guys kind of alluded to kind of remote work, and we know that State Farm has had some changes here locally, and you guys are shifting to remote. So how have you guys been able to keep employees engaged in community projects since shifting to remote work?
Yeah, and I mean, Chelsea touched on it a lot.
I mean,
we just like to hang out with each other,
mm-hmm.
and being in a remote work environment, we're all sitting at home all the time. Like, it's nice to have an excuse to get out.
Absolutely.
Especially in our community, because it's like, We all live and work here, so we might as well give back to that.
Right.
And something we didn't mention earlier was the back-to-school drive. So in addition to actually, like, physically volunteering, we donate a lot of our resources and use Amazon wish lists and partner
oh,
with local
nice.
Nonprofits,
yeah.
too. So the past 3 years in the summer, we'll do a back-to-school drive. 1 year we even did khakis for a local school.
That's
which
awesome.
Kind of went with the
Jake I
from
love
State
that,
Farm.
Yeah.
So it's been really cool to, like, have different means of giving back for different folks that may not have the time or energy to go spend landscaping
right,
with us.
That's true.
They're able to donate monetarily or do something else.
Right.
So we really just love sharing different opportunities, the chamber events. I mean, we get together socially, too. So it's just really fun to give opportunities for people to engage when they don't normally have that in their day-to-day
yeah.
remote work. So, and I mean, we connect virtually. We have a Yammer, like, social site where we kind of stay up to date on all the things going on and share photos of our events.
Oh,
so it's really fun to be able to share out even if folks aren't able to participate.
Right, right. That's really cool. I'm really happy to see that you guys are, you know, staying connected and all that, even through remote work, because that's very difficult. You know, I think experimenting with remote work was really hard at first, but it's really cool to see how businesses are, you know, still staying engaged while continuing to be remote. You know, that's something that you guys should be proud of yourself. And then also just trying to make Winter Haven the best place to play and work and stay. You know, that's one of our internal things, is just being the voice of Winter Haven and trying to make it the best place. So having people like State Farm who also are doing their best to do the same thing is huge. I mean, it's if the Winter Haven Chamber was doing it by ourselves, it wouldn't be successful. You know, we have to have other community partners who are focused on the same thing. So even if it means giving out khakis and, you know, doing all those things, it's a huge deal and it makes a difference. And that's just fun because the khaki thing is just my favorite thing.
Yes. We got
and
some good it. Photos from that one.
I love it. You guys should do that again. I'm all about it. That's cool. So you guys are celebrating 100 years, which is huge.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal. So is there anything that you guys would want to share with our listeners when it comes to that? Like, is there anything coming up or anything they can get excited about? Anything? Because, wow, congrats. 100 years is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So our 100-year milestone was actually in June.
Okay.
So we're at 100 and a half years, I guess.
Yeah.
But we had such a great year last year, and I think it just carries forward. You know, we've talked a little bit, and hopefully you can hear from us. Like, we really enjoy the people that we work with and what we do. So I think most jobs, you have your hard days, but I think what makes it easier is really actually liking the people that you work with,
mm-hmm.
and enjoying the company that you work for, and that makes those hard days easier. And I think we wouldn't be at 100 years if that really wasn't the culture that we have at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would just say from a 100-year anniversary, a lot of the things that we focused on were the giving back. You know, like a good neighbor is not just a slogan, it's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all know the jingle, but it really is, I think, what most people show up every day to work believing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just from a community perspective, we did have 100 acts of good. We asked all of our employees from 2019 through June of 2022 to do 100 acts of good. And
oh, wow.
You could, you know, we had an ability to log those so that you could see what other people were doing.
Fun.
And it was little things like, oh, I sent a thank you card, or I donated something to the big things like the beautification projects or big volunteer. Because the fact is, even the littlest activity and the littlest act of good really can be a snowball, and you can change somebody's day with
Absolutely.
A little act of good.
Mm-hmm.
So additionally, just every year, the 28th of September is Good Neighbor Day.
Okay.
So it's a little bit out, but everybody put it on your calendar.
Yeah.
So it's just a reminder that we all play a role in strengthening our communities. And this year, every year, it really provides an opportunity to give back. And so, you know, we were talking just about the grants. State Farm continues to provide grants to non-for-profits in the community. And our employees really, there's just such a overwhelming desire to give back. And knowing that you work for a company that supports that, I know I have some charities outside of the work that we do as a group that I'm very involved in. And knowing that State Farm supports those either with time or grant money, it just makes me sure that I'm in the right place.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Hey, Chelsea, one thing I noticed, or I missed hearing, is how many acts of good we completed as an organization, because that's
yes.
a pretty powerful statistic
it
if
was.
You want to share that one, too.
Yeah, so over 1 million acts of good were recorded before Founders Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is when we celebrated our 100th anniversary.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Look
yes.
at you guys go. That's yes. awesome. You should be so proud of yourselves.
Yeah. And I know when you got that 100th act of good, it was this little like, I did it. You got a little, got a little kind of recognition from your boss. And it was just, you know, those things that you do every day, but a way to kind of remember them and commemorate
right.
them, I think was it was a nice thing that State Farm did for everybody.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I think writing it down, because you wrote down what it was and, you know, a little bit about why it was important, and it really kind of reminded you, hey, yeah, there's great things that I'm doing to help, even if they're just small things.
Right. Well, and sometimes small things are all you can do, and they still make a big difference, you know. And being able to kind of record those and kind of be reminded of them can kind of be motivation for the days that are maybe a little bit harder, you know. Because giving back, I think, ultimately makes us all feel a little bit better, you know, gives you kind of fuel to keep going and to keep helping others and paying it forward and all those things. So that is amazing. I'm so excited to hear about all those things that you guys are doing for the 100 years. That's a lot of acts of good. And we are so happy and thrilled to hear that you guys were a part of that. So is there anything that we missed that you guys want to share, you want our listeners to know about, anything like that?
Yeah, actually, so I did not want to miss this opportunity to plug that we are not only maintaining our footprint here when we went to work from home, but we're growing our footprint. So specifically for my department, we have hired several hundred people within the Winter Haven and surrounding communities in the last quarter.
Wow.
And additionally, so those jobs are always out. You can look at them on statefarm.com. So those are like professional level and paraprofessional level employees.
Okay.
You don't have to have any claims experience.
Nice.
And so you can go out and you can find them on Indeed and things like that, but you can also just go straight to statefarm.com and look at the jobs area.
Okay.
But also we are going to be having, we've got some up right now and we'll continue to have through the end of second quarter, leadership positions for people. And this is something that is newer to State Farm, so you probably wouldn't have seen leadership positions posted externally.
Okay.
But we are excited, especially for the Winter Haven area, because we're growing so much.
Yeah.
And so people with leadership experience, call center experience, things like that, we would be happy to have you apply. We're looking for some great candidates. I think we've talked about some of the fun benefits and that it's really a family environment, even virtually, even as you come on new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to take this opportunity to let everybody know that those jobs are out there.
You know what? People are looking for jobs out there.
Yes.
So that is not a shameless plug at all because, I mean, you guys obviously are helping yourselves, but you're helping people in Winter Haven who maybe are looking for a job and a job to work for a great organization. And if this podcast doesn't speak for itself, that State Farm is a great place to work and to make new friends because apparently you guys are hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
And making a difference in Winter Haven while you're doing it. So that's a huge deal. So if you guys, you know, want to check that out, if you're listening and you're looking for a job, State Farm is hiring. So check it out. Is there anything else that you guys want to cover? Anything?
One last thing, too. We're always looking for new and creative ways for our group to give back. So if there's a need out there, please don't hesitate to reach out. We might be able to figure out how it fits with our mission.
Awesome. Well, if you guys have a need or anything, you can always reach out to the chamber and we can kind of facilitate a conversation. But it's so awesome to hear you guys being so open about how you guys want to give back again creatively and doing all the things that you're still doing with scholarships and students and events. You guys are a huge village of people making Winter Haven a better place to play, stay, work, and live. And we appreciate you for it. So thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. We are proud to be a sponsor for Season 6 of It's Happening in the Haven. January is a great time for new beginnings, and for some, this might mean buying a home. So for a limited time, we are offering a fixed rate promotion for your mortgage needs. Whether you are looking to buy or build your dream home or renovate by accessing the equity in your existing home, let us be your first step in the mortgage loan process. Our residential lenders will work with you to find just the right mortgage with local decision making and personalized service throughout the loan process. To learn more, I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Promotional offer may end without notice. Loans subject to credit and underwriting approval. Appraisal, insurance, and other requirements or restrictions may apply. See lender for details. NMLS ID 528015.
We'd like to thank today's podcast guests, Jennifer, Chelsea, and Nina with State Farm. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, No true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.